I'm in a bookshop. You wouldn't believe it. No, I've actually come all the way to Chicago, right, from Ireland, right. And my family owns bookshops in Ireland, right. Founded 1902, O'Mahony's Bookshop in Limerick, and I've stumbled into a bookshop in the Logan Square area of Chicago. And the thing that started me off wanting to talk to this man is a whole load of games here, and he tells me that in the bookshop, come on, tell us the story. Why have you got boxes of games in your, in addition to having an Arctic hound, I am got this beautiful dog. Sorry, can we talk dogs first?
Absolutely. You want to talk dogs or games?
Yeah, talk dogs first.
Dogs. Okay, this is Ramona. We adopted her a few years ago, right after we opened the store. She was a rescue dog. She's about 2.5 years old. She's a white husky. She's a runt. Very sweet, but cat-like. There's actually a pretty decent story behind it.
We've got 20 minutes on this audio.
All right, is this going to get edited?
Nope.
No? Okay, no. Awesome. Well, the unfortunate bit is that there's a video that goes along with it, with the story.
You but can I can give me the link, and I'll put it in my book here. I've got a monster notebook here. I'll take the link.
Fantastic. So she, we knew we wanted a dog. We knew we wanted a rescue dog. We had gone several times. We didn't find the one we wanted. We finally went and found Ramona. Her name was Charity at the time. And we said, oh, she's perfect. And they said, well, she's great. She's not up for adoption yet. She won't be till tomorrow afternoon at noon. And she's going to be the CBS local pet of the week tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So there's going to be this huge line to come and get her because she's so pretty and agreeable and all of this stuff.
But so she's going to appear on television?
She was going to be on TV.
Right. Yes.
So we went to go get her. I got up early because there was supposed to be a line. It was snowing that morning. Had my coat and a mug of coffee and a book and camped out in front of the adoption place. Waited until they opened. Nobody else showed up. No line at all. So they finally open at noon. I go in there. Like, I'm here for Charity. You guys told me there was going to be a huge line. They said, oh, well, you didn't see her on the news show this morning, did you? And I said, no. And they showed me the clip, which won't really translate.
He's
to the
now
podcast.
Opening up his iPhone,
but
and he's about to show
me
the clip.
Do you want me to just send you the clip?
I do, of course.
Okay,
but
it's
just
not
going
to translate. Audio.
Okay, no, but you can just just let me see
here,
it for
so
a second.
This is
so
Ramona on as the CBS Pet of the Week.
A little barking going on, Megan.
She's feisty. Listen, I'm just going to let you run, baby. I'm not going to hold you down. Oh, no. This is our paws dog of the week. This is
this
Charity.
This dog is crawling over the woman.
I'm eight-month-old husky who's going to pull my chair. It's got wheels. Come here, your Valentine. Come here, baby. Oh, come on. She's very social with dogs and people. Totally loves the studio and the lights. She has lots of energy and loves to play. Thank you,
I mean,
Ronnie.
A fair bit of Chicago, I would say.
Affectionate.
That's
a lot.
She's not affectionate. She hates a good snuggle.
This is Ron, by the way, if you hear us talk about him all the time. She'll be available for adoption today at noon at the Paws Chicago.
Okay, you can send me
she's just, yeah. Well, the main part is that she, in a minute, she drags the chair all the way across the stage, and then she has to let go of the thing. And then she just gives up and lets go of it.
Well, hang on. Don't turn that off.
Okay.
Yeah, just let her run around.
Yeah, screw it. Good enough. So that's
so
wonderful.
You've got a dog. You own a bookshop.
Yes.
And I walk into your bookshop, and this gorgeous dog is lying on the floor, fully stretched out.
That's my dog.
We're about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, after the tragedy. Have you heard the bad news?
Maybe I have not heard the bad news. Oh, is it soccer football
the
related?
Football, yeah. It's a soccer football. We just come out of Logan Theater.
Oh.
Right. Look, this is a podcast about a bookshop. Unfortunately, the USA lost to Belgium.
That's very unfortunate.
Come on. Tell
me
things about
USA
your bookshops. Of course I am.
Well,
what am I wearing?
You're Irish. I didn't know.
Of course I'm
USA.
Okay,
I don't think I'd
be in favor of the Belgians, do you? I mean, the Belgians, you know.
I clearly don't know my European politics quite well enough.
You definitely don't. Belgians, you know?
It's funny because you have a...
It's funny because I've had a beer.
The long-standing animosity between the Irish and the Belgians.
I've had a beer at halftime, right?
Yes,
can we come on to
Belgians have great beer. Let's talk about the games.
On with the games. Tell me, what happens in this bookshop?
We have games. You can play them. I got into board games. I have a friend who makes board games, and he got me into them a few years ago. He's got The game he's best known for is kind of, it's not that one. It's starting to get popular. It's called Cards Against Humanity. It's actually a...
Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, it's like Crimes Against Humanity, but it's Cards Against Humanity. And it's just a mean-spirited card game. It's a lot of fun. It's sort of like Apples to Apples. Anyway, it sort of blew
up
and
got
popular.
You've got Power Grid here?
Power Grid is great. So these are all indie games, Euro-style games. Which is what we like here. People can play them anytime they want. We have a dedicated board game night on
Wednesdays.
There's
a table behind me I'm touching. There's seats around it. You know, this is not a joke. This is actually, I could start playing a game now.
You can play a game right now. I would love to play a game with you right now.
I'm not sure which of these games, which ones. I recognize Battlestar Galactica.
That is a fantastic game that takes about 3 hours, unfortunately.
Right. What about Ticket to Ride?
Ticket to Ride is a fun shorter game.
Is it?
That's a good one.
Look. And another one called Legendary. I've got to name these because there are people who love games.
By all means.
Come on, we got Dixit.
It's a French
Legendary,
game, yes.
Cosmic Encounter.
That's a good one.
By the way, there's one guy listening to this whose name is Nick Kellett. He lives in Canada, and he actually did design a board game.
Did he really?
That got sold in big stores.
Oh my goodness, what was it called?
I don't know the name.
Hi, Nick.
Kill me, of course, but... He's a,
Well, send us a free copy of your game and we'll play it at the store.
There you are now, Nick Kellett. That's really, he is actually the founder of a thing on the internet called Listly.
Okay.
List.ly.
Okay.
Very handy. I'll tell you about that offline.
I'll take a look.
Because I do want to get to the books,
yes,
right?
Yes. We have yet to get to the books. That's
anyway,
fine.
Do
take
people
your time.
Actually do the. By the way, yeah. Hang on a second. He's got vinyl.
Yes.
He's got vinyl. Now, I'll just tell you what I've got here in my hands. I picked it up. He's got the Best Coast. Now, these are after my time. The only place. But this
that
is a well-known
is just
group.
Okay. Not a very well-known group, and it's also not that good of an album, to be honest. Yeah, so the records are just kind of mine.
Have you got
any
opera? You got Bruce Springsteen.
I have a ton of Springsteen.
Who else do you have then besides Springsteen?
I try to collect Smashing Pumpkins records. My record player is awful.
It doesn't matter.
Very
in a bookshop. My brother's bookshop in Limerick in Ireland on the main street.
Okay,
he does not have vinyl in the bookshop.
Okay.
He does not have games to play in the bookshop, right?
Alright, I'm gonna find something. Do you have other questions while I'm looking at
I'll just describe what the man is doing. The man is actually getting hold of vinyl, and would you believe it, he's gonna put it on a turntable. Now, I tell you what, Jana, in the UK, you have described very vividly what it's like to put a piece of vinyl on an old machine. But this looks like it might be a turntable that would convert something into digital. It plays 45 and 78 and 33 and a third. Sorry, am I losing you customers?
No, you are not at all. This is a very slow part of the day. This is the ideal time to talk to a random Irishman.
They've got... Dungeon, by the way, Dungeon Roll, that
Dungeon
game
is
there too. He is having trouble, you know, the man loves his music so much, he's having big debate with himself about which one to play. Meanwhile, the guy I'm with is, while he's doing that, I'm going to just look at the local publishing here for 1 second. When it's ready, you don't have, anyway, we've got poetry books here, guys.
Yes.
We've got, let me hear, I'm going to just do this for fun. Here's a poetry book called Omissionary, right? And here's a short poem. It is a prose poem. Dear Jack, I've been carrying this notebook around with me for no reason. Even this, I never asked your permission to write you. A snarky jay bangs the storm shudders in protest. This is how full of nothing the poetry is, wading through a heap of lemons. And you, my unwilling voyeur, this summer, Paul... By the way, that's my name. This summer, Paul told me, yeah, I used to pray for help. Come rattle the bush anytime, Jack. That is a poem by Stephen James Dvorak. Wow. Come on, I just...
He's a good regular. We like him a lot. Stephen's a good guy.
Really?
He
comes in here? Him a lot. Let's hear the music.
This is Big Star...
So why don't you run a nice, quiet bookstore with none of this kind of distracting stuff and only have books in it? Can you please tell me?
Well, sure. I mean, I guess I have the vinyl and the board games because they're fun and they're interesting. I think we've had to, not us specifically, but bookstores in general, have had to sort of change what a bookstore is to compete with Amazon or eBooks or something like that. If someone's coming looking for a specific book, we may not have that because we're pretty small, and we can't certainly compete with the internet for price or availability. But we can try to compete with just having a fun experience, having a nice, interesting place to look around. There's stuff going on. We have a lot of events here, a lot of local publishing.
What kind of events? Come on, tell me.
Sure, we have launches, we have book readings, we have open mics, we've got a stand-up comedy show on Thursday.
Open mics?
Open mics, sure. Poetry open mics.
I'm a poet.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, well, I would love another.
Come to one. After we finish with this, I'll pull up
I'm
the
leaving Chicago tomorrow. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'll have to come back. You can book me, by the way. You can book me.
Yeah. Are you here very often?
Oh, I fly across from Cork every weekend.
Okay.
If I was booked,
I would be thrilled to book a show for you. We would be very happy.
Look, you're much too tempting. You don't know whether I write crap or.
honestly, that's one of the things about having the local bookstore is it doesn't really matter. So besides the local section, which is a little less curated, we do try to just have.
But how long
good
has
literary
this
stuff.
How long has this bookshop existed?
About 2.5 years.
And what is your name?
My name is Tanner.
And are you the owner, the
I
founder,
the owner
or an employee?
And the founder and the employee for almost all of the shifts.
And before you had a bookstore, what were you doing?
I was in publishing before this. I worked for a couple of different publishers. McGraw-Hill, the textbook company.
Even I have heard of McGraw-Hill, right?
It was awful. Before that, I worked for a very nice independent publisher called Agate, which is in the Chicago suburbs. We have a few of their books here. Great, great company.
And I come in the door and I see a book on the right-hand side there called Lincoln, right?
In 3D.
Now,
that
I want to...
Lincoln in 3D.
I got to show you something, right?
Okay. A
I go nowhere without my hero,
my goodness.
Right? I'm taking out of my pocket
like
a little toy soldier
can I
version.
See it?
Of course you can. But I will, in fact, you're going to be photographed as the cover art for this piece of audio with Lincoln in your hand, right?
He's fantastic.
Tell me
I like
about
it.
Lincoln. Tell me, made by a small lead soldier manufacturing company in County Cork, in between Macroom and Killarney, right off the left-hand side of the road, up a little roadway into a pathway in there. You can get the whole of the layout of the battles in the American Civil War. There, you
oh,
could
really?
Even get, yeah, you could do that. But come on, what is the, are they any good?
What, Lincoln?
Local writer. Never mind, we all know Lincoln is great. Right. Are there any good local writers, right?
Stephen is actually quite good.
Because in 50 years' time, when somebody listens
absolutely.
To this audio, a list from the local bookseller, okay, off
some,
you go.
Some of our better-known contemporary local writers I would recommend. Amelia Gray is good. Kathleen Rooney is good. Aaron Watson... James Tad Adcox is great.
I'm going to buy
Jay
one book,
Besser.
By the way. So
okay.
All you're saying is you,
I will.
Go,
I will.
You're,
I will make
going
recommendations
to
for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. yeah. Go
I'm
on.
Happy
keep
to do
going.
That.
Keep going.
Nick DeSabato writes a lot of more technical computer stuff, but he is great. Who else would I recommend? That Chicago Stories book by Michael, whose last name I can't pronounce.
Have you got the book I want?
I don't know. Which is the one you want?
The Epic Poem of Chicago.
By whom?
Jeremy!
Carl Sandburg?
Thank you.
Carl Sandburg?
Listen to this. The customer knows about... Can you? Would you mind just borrowing your voice? Tell us about Carl Sandburg's poem, please. I've heard about it, but I haven't read it.
Well, it's the poem that supposedly epitomizes the people of Chicago. It's the one where he coined the term City of Broad Shoulders. City of big people, you know.
Edit out the part where the bookstore owner didn't know that.
I am dying. I must get that book. Is that hard to get? I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon. Right. Okay, Carl Sandburg. Have you read it?
Yes, a long time.
How long is it? How long is it?
It's not very long at all. It's only maybe 50 lines, I believe.
Oh. But, that's not what I would call an epic poem. My epic poem is 149 pages long.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You wrote a 149 page poem?
I did, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Actually, it's your
Irish epic poem in 33 cantos.
I thought I saw something about Carl Sandburg.
We've got a few things. I know he wrote some books about Lincoln. Speaking of that, Carl Sandburg has a series of history books about Lincoln. But I know we don't have any of his poetry in right now. I can see if we have any of those Lincoln books.
You can get mine, but I'm afraid, I'm sorry to say, that it's only in the Kindle store. But if you look up Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos, it's in the Kindle store.
Okay, I will be happy to check that out.
But are you a regular customer? Do you mind me talking about him? Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you live nearby?
I do. I live a few blocks away.
And I'm in ecstasy, because you see, my family own bookstores, right? And people who bought books put shoes on my feet, food in my stomach, and shirts on my back, and underpants too, when I was a kid, right? All the way. So I am entirely, you know, I'd be nobody if it wasn't for people like you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'd be poor, I'd be probably a, you know, crack cocaine guy, I'd probably be like Al Capone, but instead I was a son of a bookstore owner in Ireland. I've come from Ireland, right? No. But anyway, the poor owner of the bookshop is now desperately hoping that some or other. Have you got any, what do they call it over here, an electronic point of sales system in which when somebody buys a book from you, it's automatically deleted off your database?
Oh, yeah,
that's a joke, by the way. Who made your shelving?
Who made my shelving? These are from libraries. These were are discards from a library. These are from a theological school on the south side that was moving and getting rid of their stuff.
Who picked your wallpaper?
My wife picked it, and I put it up. It was my first time putting up wallpaper. I think I did a nice job.
And how old are these bricks?
Super old. I have no idea. I don't know how old this building is, but it's pretty old, I think.
And is that a mandala, or what on
earth
is that?
No, that is really cool. That is an old card table. It is broken. The legs are broken, so I just use it as art. But it was sold as a fundraiser for the St. John's Women's Guild and Auxiliary a long time ago, and local businesses that existed at the time that no longer exist bought space on the card table. It's just a neat piece of history.
Now, let me tell you what I've just laid my hands on. Martin Heidegger, A Political Life by Hugo Otto, I don't know, but Heidegger? Political Life? He's a philosopher. I didn't actually know what...
He is.
Probably, actually.
And
I think he had something...
A bit of a Nazi, I believe.
Well,
too.
I believe but he was before the Nazis, was he?
Yeah, I think so.
They say Wagner's a Nazi, but I love Wagner, and I will defend Wagner against the accusation that he was a Nazi.
I don't know enough about Wagner to have an opinion on that one.
I want your opinion about something. I want to buy a book. I cannot leave this place without a book, right?
Okay, do you want a Chicago book?
I do. I want a book.
You want a classic Chicago book or a contemporary Chicago
book? I want a book that will remind me of you.
Oh, my goodness.
So it has to be one that you like, not one I like. That's easy enough. I want it. It can't be too expensive because I don't know how many dollars I've got left. I don't know.
That's one constraint he can't control for at the moment.
Okay. By the way, while he's doing that, I'm going to read you from the dictionary. 1733, the definition of out frown is to frown more than. Second meaning, to overbear by frowning. Now, outlawry, act of outlawing, act or process of putting a man out of the protection of law. And an outlet, and I guess we're in an outlet, a place or opening by which anything is let out, a passage out. Did you find the book?
Hold that thought for a second. Okay, so for you, I will either recommend a local book that I like, which would be, I like this book of poetry by Aaron Watson that is only $2,
sold,
or my favorite book of all time, which is Treasure Island.
Well, now look, there was a time when I would have been able to actually quote you the first paragraph of Treasure Island, but I'm too old now, right? The first paragraph of Treasure Island I'm going to read, because I haven't read it in yonks, but Squire Trelawney, Dr. Livesley, and the rest of these gentlemen having asked me to write down the whole particulars about Treasure Island from the beginning to the end, keeping nothing back but the forebearings of the island, and that only because there is still treasure not yet lifted.
I take up my pen in the year of grace, 17 blumpity blump, and go back to the time when my father kept the Admiral Benbow Inn and the brown old seaman with the sabre cut first took up his lodging.